So what I was saying before, as I brought up this during this talk, as far as relationships. So if you don't have compassion, you see, in the relationship, if you don't have compassion to the other person, then the life becomes real only suffering. If you don't have compassion, if you don't have, unconditional love, or if you don't have genuine mind to compassion to the other person, to offer service or to like any sentient being, you see, who want happiness, who don't want suffering, so you dare to serve, and this is the purpose of your life, and this is to serve others, whatever you can, whatever education you have, whatever capacity you have, to benefit for others. So, otherwise, if this has a loving kindness, this compassion, if it's not there, then life becomes, the life or relationship, they become only suffering, so like that. concerning for yourself, your own benefit, or concerning the benefit of other person, must have compassion, unconditioned loving kindness. must generate. So then the purpose being together, living with somebody, then it fulfills the purpose, meaning, and then you can have inner peace and happiness from that. You can have inner peace and happiness. Otherwise, the pleasure, what you call, is just as I mentioned before, it's only if you analyze it, it's only if you don't analyze what it is. Then you see, if you don't analyze what it is, if you don't do scientific analysis, nature of that feeling, then it appears as pleasure, and believe it's a pleasure in the view of a hallucinated mind, then it is a pleasure, but the minute when you analyze with the Dharma wisdom, when you analyze, then you discover only suffering. So in the view of wisdom, the point here is this, in the view of wisdom, you see it's only suffering. But in the view of attachment, in the view of hallucinated mind, then you see it's pleasure. See, so like that. you take a drug, and then you see something like that, and then you're living in a mud house, but you see you're living in the in a diamond palace or something like that. Jewel palace, by taking drug or something. Then when the power is gone, then you see living in the mud house, same. So anyway, so I was saying, So that's how it is. I would like to bring up this issue again. I think it's very important because all the time we hear, we see stories, examples in movies. When we watch movies, if one know how to watch a movie, then you see TV. There's so many teachings there. You know, shortcomings of samsara. You see, by clinging the samsara pleasure, what happens to your life? By following the desire, clinging to the samsara pleasure, this temporary pleasure, then world pleasure. Then you know what happens. That you see. that whole life, you know, like drowned in the mud, sort of get stuck in the mud or something, drowned in the mud like that. See, however, with so many come from that desire, you know, like from the root, you know, then many branches, you know, so many thousand branches or leaves, whatever. From this desire, then so many problems comes, you know, arises, you know, so many problems in the life, you know, 100,000 or so many, from the root, there from this desire, you see, in the world is the samsara pleasure, you see. So there, you see, there in the world, actually, there not only the movies that people made it up. People made it up. Many of the movies people made it up, which happens every day, different parts of the world. You know, the problem of desire happening. See, even though people made it up. Somebody wrote up the story like that, but actually it's happening. So many of them actually happening. Showing the problem of desire. What happens? How the life completely get into these oceans of problems. You know, it leads into so many. You see, anyway, like that. So that you actually hear many stories and you see. In the TV that actually, you know, happened. So because of the desire, then the body pleasure, such pleasure like that. However, then so many people become jealous, so you become jealous or angry, and you know, they kill. Then you see. Kill other people, kill many other people, whose life is so precious. You know, you kill many other people, then you kill yourself, commit suicide. When you can't stand any more of the problem, then desire, your desire kills you. we never think of, we never see as a man usually. As a developer, as a thought doesn't come, your desire can kill you. Your mind can kill you. You see, normally, except people who are meditating, you know, you never think of that. Your desire can kill you. Your desire can be, you see, a real enemy and can destroy your life. You see, I think it's a very important meditation. Very important meditation. If you want, if you want to achieve freedom to yourself, freedom to achieve realization, freedom to practice, freedom from delusions, freedom from sufferings, liberation, everlasting happiness, and especially the full enlightenment, to be able to liberate other sentient beings, numberless sentient beings, bring them to enlightenment, even for peace of mind, peace and happiness, you know, even for peace of mind in the day-to-day life. Very important to know and to discover and to meditate, to reflect, you know, the shortcoming of desire. So desire can complete. It looks very, as often His Holiness Dalai Lama says, when the attachment arises, like very kind of like a very loving, you know, kind of like a very loving one to you, very kind of how it appears to you is like very loving to you, you know, kind of like that. but actually it's a very mean enemy, which is very mean, you know, cheating you, as a deceiving you, and you know, at the end then finish your life, you know, kind of like that, completely, see. Brought into so much problems at the end, see. So, anger. When anger arises, it appears to you like you have some powerful person behind you protecting you, you know. I'm trying to say the essence of what, you know, to describe the word, essence of what, remember exactly what I said, but like, you feel like anger is like somebody, powerful person behind you can, you know, protect you, you know, like that. So however, so this desire is very cunning, you don't see immediately it's harming you. You don't see harming. After everything is done, after everything is finished, you know, Dharma practice, see, if somebody is living the vow, you see something, precept or vow, you know, then everything is finished. then you discover, then you see how it cheated you. At the beginning, you don't realize. You can use many other situations. So even as a lay, in business also, desire cheats, you know, oneself. Also, even the business, because you're wanting more. Then one day your business completely collapsed. You want more. Then you see. Then one day, you made millions, you know, at the beginning. Then one more. Then one day, all your business completely collapsed. And then even normally you don't worry about rent, paying rent, but then that day you worry about rent. You won't worry about taking care of children, families. So because cunning is a fall on the desire, you know, you didn't limit. You didn't make a limit, the following desire, to gain the profit, you see. You didn't make a limit because according to the following desire. So in the case of business, then how the desire cheated, and like that. Then, before a millionaire, then the next day become poor. So like that. So I've seen among friend or student in the business field, like I've seen, you know, like that. So that's in the case, you know, in the business life, how the desire cheat. There are many examples. So when you meditate, say. Or we should discover how different Sam in the case of Sam in the case of friendship, Sam in the case of relationship, see. at the end, at the beginning, you see desire, so what you see, you didn't analyze at the beginning. Didn't analyze, so didn't use your wisdom, didn't analyze. So desire took over your mind, your life, to that object. Then you see, it leads to unimaginable problems, ongoing problems. You can't escape from that, and have to go through this for years and years and years. So, because not being careful at the beginning, not analyzed with wisdom, fallen the so shortcomings of desire like that. So in many cases there are so many examples. So study, this is a study on desire. That's very important. Study, we have in the West there are many studies, you know, how many people in the country who have goiter, you know? Goiter is this one. Goiter. In Sulukumbus, in the West you do operation immediately, so but in Sulukumbus we have many people who have goiter because they don't do operation. Maybe nowadays they come to Kathmandu to do operation. but anyway, so there are many studies, you see. I think how many people there who has a big head or something, a big nose, how many people have big nose, you know, study on that, research on that. Anyway, study on the mind, you know, study on the desire. I think it's very important. So it's so helpful, for your discovery, for your own insight, you know, for your own development. I think for your own protection. So just finish this and we stop there. And then it says, so it causes to rise. following the desire, clinging the world is some sort of pleasure. Then all the sufferings of this life, all the sufferings of future life arises. One shortcoming went before, so I want to bring up that again. We see with these examples, many stories. So you would know, much more. Say stories, you know, your own experiences and many about stories of shortcomings of desires. So those are very. Other people suffer, but for you, it's incredible teaching. So if you know how to look at it, if it's a movie or whatever it is. So then from this, delusion arises. So from this worldly pleasure, then, yeah, delusion arises, such as attachment and so forth. Then that's the one. Then it says, I think I mentioned all this already before. So regards the numbers outlines here. So next one, many negative actions, you know, rises, many negative karmas, you engage many negative karmas by killing and so forth. That says, so that means, you know, stealing, misconduct, and telling a lie, you know, all those things. Ill will, you know, covetousness, slandering, so all these gossiping, all these non-virtual actions arises from that. Then it says here, now enjoy the Dharma. Now the happiness enjoying the Dharma. as it says that covers the whole body. I think, for example, when your mind is, when you see through Dharma practice, when your mind is living in Dharma, when your mind is living in Dharma, when your mind is in the bodhicitta, total benefit of others, you see, experiencing the suffering of others, when you have problems in your life, you see, then you see, you use your relationship problem or cancer or whatever sicknesses you have, you use that to say, to benefit other sentient beings, to free others from suffering, including cancer, whatever it is, cause others not only temporary happiness, but ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment. So, you see, with the bodhicitta practice, by generating the loving kindness, by generating compassion, you take others' sufferings, including the cause, delusion, karma, everything, the core completing cause and result suffering, completely you take it on yourself, and then you experience on behalf of the one sentient being, on behalf of numberless, one person who has cancer, you experience, you know, on behalf of that person, you see, on behalf of that person, that one sentient being, or numberless sentient beings. So when you do that, so that your mind is incredible joy. When you do that very sincerely, you see, your mind is in incredible joy. I'm drinking a drop of water. Depending how much you feel precious, even if it's one sentient being, how precious it is for you. How kind, how precious it is for you. Depending on that, then even you have to suffer. Even you're thinking, you know, I'm experiencing this cancer, this relationship problem, for the sake of this one sentient being. So there's incredible, you see, joy in your heart, you know, to experience this for the benefit of even one sentient being, one person. You know, incredible joy. You see, more you see that person's so kind, so most precious, more you see so precious, so kind. So then you to experience the suffering for that, even one person, even one sentient being, you have incredible joy. Similar to all sentient beings, you know, who have sufferings. There are numberless who have a cancer, who has karma to get cancer, like that, you see, or AIDS, whatever. So, and no question, that one. That kind of mind, you know, when your mind in that, that kind of state, you know, strong thought of benefit others, so to sacrifice oneself for others, so happy to give up yourself for others, you know, to experience suffering from others. That, no question, no question. So, you have the pain, you have all these, but because your mind is so enjoying, so happy, so joyful, so it overcome. You don't, so you don't feel the pain, or you see, very little. So by mind, the happiness of mind, joyfulness of mind, to over, like Sunas often says. You see, importance of the, how say, you know, good heart and importance of this mind, you know, to be Dharma, has to be good heart. So the mind is happy, then even the body has a problem, but you see, it doesn't bother you much. Your mind overcomes. So even by thinking that, you know, that, oh, by experiencing this, that, you know, I recited mantra, so I did many good service to other sentient beings. I did many service to other sentient beings. So you were sincerely did many service. So they're very powerful means to purify negative karma. You're serving other sentient beings with a sincere heart. So taking care of parents or taking care with a sincere, not as a my child, my this, my that, not that way attachment, but as a sentient being, you know, kind sentient being, then taking care of children with this with this sincere loving kindness, compassion, like that, or parents, you know, however, taking care of other sick people, or anyway, so doing a service to others, you see. So anyway, I did many service, so either, you know, meditation practice or chant mantra, whatever, you see, or service to Dharma, or, you know, meditation center, or spread Dharma to, you know, to other sentient beings, to or service to Guru, or whatever, you see. So, my past, very heavy negative karmas that I collected time of that beginning, that, you know, even one negative karma that was results to be in the lower realm, to be born in the lower realm, to be in the hell realm for incredible length of time, even eons, such heavy suffering. So all these negative karmas purified by my doing this, purified, and therefore, you see, purified, and sign of the purification is so that instead, in the next lives, after this life, get reincarnated in the lower realm, experience heavy suffering, and for incredible length of time, so finished all that suffering by experiencing this sickness, you know, cancer, or this, whatever the, whether it's a relationship problem, or whether it's sicknesses, whatever it is, many people criticizing to you, you know, many people criticizing to you, everybody criticizing to you, or even that, or even bad, even nightmare happened to you, or whatever. So, see, however, anyway, so by experiencing this catastrophe, this problem, this life, so I don't have to experience all those heavy suffering in next lives, and for many eons, I don't have to experience. This is my achievement. So this is actually this, having this sickness is my achievement. You know, it's a good sign. It's an achievement that I don't have to experience all those heavy suffering next life and for many years. And so, mind feeling this is not, this is, this having these things is not as a, you don't not regarding as a loss, as a loss, but you regard it as a gaining, you regard it as an achievement, you regard it as an achievement in the life. Because we did many those, you see, you know, as I mentioned before, I'm not going to repeat again. So then their mind is such a great joy, you know, feel so lucky, so fortunate that I have this, you know, sick cancer or this whatever sickness one has, and, you know, the problem, or there's a relationship problem, or the other person gave up you, or whatever you see. So then your mind is an incredible state of joy, happiness. So you don't see, so you don't see as problem that. However, so this joy, you know, kind of, this covers, overpower your body. could be understood also like that. it can have other meanings. The dharma, happiness of dharma, cover the whole body. So it could be when you achieve shine, when you achieve shine, there's a karma abiding. Then you have an extremely refined body, extremely refined as ecstasy of the body and mind, you know, like that. Covers everything, see. then after you achieve the very high tantra realization, the clear light, the clear isolation of isolation of speech, isolation of mind, there is the clear light, you see. then there's the illusory body, unifies those two. As the Sensei Rinpoche recently mentioned, when Rinpoche was explaining tantric grounds, so that when the meditator who has actualized the clear light illusory body unification, so that that person, even something hits, that person only experiences pleasure, bliss. I don't remember exactly what Rinpoche mentioned, but even if something hits that, you see, that meditator only experience bliss. So I have a story that one great meditator, the old students, they know, they're familiar. So some had the sanghas, some of old sanghas, old students have received the teachings from this great meditator who had great success for life in the rising path. Guru devotion, renunciation, Buddhist emptiness, and then the tantra, six yogas and arba. So, begin to meditate from Tibet, in the Gadamba, Kamlungpa's cave, and then Dalhousie, he achieved shamatha, kama abiding meditation, then Dharamsala, I think down below, it's not Ling Rinpoche, where there's a cave, there, one rock, then he, dark and the mad cave. And there, he realized emptiness there, and then while he was Dharamsala, after coming from Dalhousie, then he achieved bodhicitta during those years. And then after that, he had great success of achieving the six yogas narupa, because he was our Lama Ishin Master's best friend before I took teachings, before Lama passed away, before I took teachings from then of course guru, not only friend but guru, so virtuous friend, you know. So after receiving teachings from His Holiness the Lama on the 6th of Narupa, and then we come back to my room, and so Gensamount used to explain. He used to clarify points, you know, from his own experiences. However, somebody with great success in actualizing also the very high tantra path. Anyway, so what Rinpoche said exactly same happened to this great mentor Gensham Maungundu. So when we were taking teachings many years ago from His Holiness Palace, this is teachings on the, I think, This might be, I think, the Chakrasambhara Durtantra, I think. So, might be that time, but I'm not sure. Oh, probably maybe that time. So there was a lot of rain. So during the pee-pee break, you know, between the teachings, there's pee-pee break. So he's in his office outside. There's a cement floor, cement steps, you see. So again, Chambongdi went for pee-pee. So then he he fell down, you know, very slow, very sliding, very wet, during, you see. So fell down, and it had knocked on the floor, knocked on the step, cement step, you see. I didn't see, but when someone came inside, there was small blood, so he sent us blood on the head, but I didn't see it, later I heard. So anyway, he sent us immediately sent to hospital, something like that. But what Geshe-Mongdo told me after that, he told me his experience. When he fell down on this, you know, outside his own office, the teaching was given in the way his own skip. There's office and there's inside, you know, then there's a place where his own skip teaching. Private teachings, certain limited people. So he told me that when he fell down, his head knocked on the cement floor, but he felt, he said, he told me that he didn't feel pain, he felt so much bliss, bliss. he felt so much bliss. So that's exactly what Krishnamurti mentioned. Recent time when he was teaching Tantra grounds, a person who has achieved illusory prosody, clear light in illusory body unification. So it has no pain, it is this. maybe if you think this way, the meditator who has achieved the Mahayana rising path, third path, you see, Mahayana rising path, mental, then that being has a spiritual body. That being has a spiritual body. That being is free from, say, suffering, rebirth, old age sicknesses, you see, and dead. So that meditator, that bodhisattva, that mental, which is the third level of mind path, free from all these samsara sufferings. You know, suffering, rebirth, old age, sickness. So that being has spiritual body. So maybe that gives them an idea. Maybe gives them some idea. Maybe to understand the one who has achieved the tantric meditator who has these realizations. How you know there's no pain. How even something hits is only bliss, experience only great bliss. So anyway, so that, I think there might be different ways to relate to this Dharma, pleasure, happiness Dharma covers the whole body. You know. Then he says, next one, happiness Dharma rises anytime you want. Then this happiness Dharma covers all the three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Then from the happiness of Dharma, you achieve the seven wealth, seven exalted beings' wealth, which I didn't remember, so I sketched it before. Then, by happiness of Dharma, more you enjoy, it does not finish. It's only it increases. So that's the special. That's the special advantage, you know, one of happiness of Dharma. The samsara pleasure, worldly pleasure, more you have, it doesn't last, it's finished. But here, happens Dharma only increases. Then, so, as I said, then there's no, the enemies, nothing can do. Enemies, so forth, nothing can do. One can take to the next lives. One can take the happiness Dharma to next lives. Then you see, you can get satisfaction, you know, from happiness Dharma. Happiness Dharma you can complete. you continue, put effort, continue and complete, you can get satisfaction, you know, fully satisfied. when you achieve liberation, total cessation of delusion, karma, including the negative imprints of delusion, see. Well then, especially when you achieve full enlightenment, and then it doesn't cause to rise sufferings, problems of this life and problems of future lives. It doesn't cause that. I think this might be my mistake in the writing, the note, I think. It says, it is merely labeled by mind, the pleasure merely labeled by mind. The previous one, some sort of pleasure also mentioned, it's just only merely labeled by mind. But here, so I think here I think probably should be it's not just merely labeled by mind, you know. Here the pleasure is not just merely labeled by mind. The way to understand is this. So if somebody made false money, you see. Not issued by the government, you know. Somebody made false money. Somebody did magician. You see, to hallucinate you. And that person give you billions of dollars. You know, the person hallucinates your mind, and then you receive billions of dollars from that person. You see, so it's a mere labor. It's a dollar money mere labor by mind. You know, that's same. In that case, same. But it doesn't exist. It's merely labeled by mind, but it doesn't exist. There's no billion dollar. It's not dollar because it doesn't have the valid base. You know, officially. This one is not officially produced. So if it's found out, you know, then you see. Then problem. So here is the other person through magician power is a hallucinate your mind, and you see the person giving you $1 billion. So there's no valid base. You see, all that official paper is not that official paper produced by the. There's no paper. We said all the design produced by the office, by the government. It doesn't exist, it's not there. So sam is a merely labeled dollar, merely labeled money, sam. So previous one is a worldly pleasure. So that is like that, merely labeled by mind. Which implies, you see, just finished by merely labeled by mind. So which implies, you know, it doesn't exist. But that's only suffering. So what he's saying, that's only suffering. But here, for same here, you see, it's not, it's same middle level, but, so here, same, middle level, but it doesn't exist. Now the Dharma happiness, so what he's saying here It's not just me level by mind. So, you see, it should be opposite to the previous word. So here means, you see, it exists. What is saying to it exists. mere level of my mind is not mere level of my mind, but the mind which meaning is, you know, doesn't exist. So here is not saying that. Is it here? See, I say that which is not the previous one is like that. This one here, here is not mere level of my mind. Is you see that it. Just someone finish about that. See, it doesn't exist. It's not like that. It exists. It exists because there is a valid base. You see that that happiness, that pure happiness, which can be increased and complete. You see, there is not natural suffering. So that's the base. So that feeling is the base. Then, in regards to mere level of mind as independent arising, this doesn't negate to that. Negate to that. So, in regards to that the happiness of Dharma exists because it is labeled by the mind, as a mere level of mind, and depending on the valid base. that experience, which is not natural suffering, can be continued to develop. So that, so here in this case, is mere level of mind, which means in the existing. So that. So next one. then the happiness dharma. Is it so special? It's exalted, so special because it can destroy completely all the delusions, all the negative actions, and all the delusions. So this, so very good for meditation, one by one. To compare some worldly pleasure and dharma happiness. that's I just went over the outlines. What sangha. Asanga Papa Tome, you know, said, but of course one can go into depth, you see, the explanation. So, and also by discovering the differences, the pleasure and the effect, so it helps to courage your mind to overcome the delusion, to let go the desire, this painful mind, disappointment, desire, which keeps our life continuously suffer. So say now in future, see, to give courage to practice Dharma. To achieve Dharma happiness, you know, to overcome, the delusions and particular desire. So it helps with renunciation, and then you see, the content mind, that is what you need in order to achieve liberation. If you have that quality of mind, then you can have pure life, pure morality. Only then you can live in pure morality, and then you can have a perfect meditation, shamatha, you can have realization from that, and great insight, realization, emptiness. that experience, you know, great insight combined with shamatha, the extremely refined richest excess of the body and mind. from the analysis, by the analysis of the insunya and emptiness, combined with Shinya. So you achieve that, then if you ever achieve that, then you ever achieve the direct realization of emptiness, then you ever cease the defilements, intellectual, the delusion, then the simultaneous born delusions. So then one can cease the negative imprint completely, they're able to achieve the total liberation. Then by ceasing even the subtle negative imprint, able to achieve full enlightenment, then able to do perfect work to liberate and to enlighten all the numberless sentences.